The appeal court granted pretty quickly the application by Megrahi, and now all that really needs to be heard is what the Scottish Justice Secretary, Kenny McCaskill, actually thinks. He's already received the final report from his official setting out all the options and all the different kind of elements and arguments and disputes and opinions, of which there are many and various. And what we now are waiting for is for him to read through the documentation, decide whether he's happy with everything he's been told or wants some more guidance or detail back from his officials. And we could be getting a decision within 3 days, within 5 days.
What's the view of the families of the Lockerbie victims?
Well, in simple terms, there's a complete split between the UK relatives and American relatives. American relatives are, or at least those who are speaking publicly, are extremely hostile to the idea that Megrahi will be allowed out of prison at all under any circumstances. They think the guy is guilty. They're not interested in any of the arguments by the legal observers of the trial or of Megrahi himself saying that he was the victim of a miscarriage of justice. They think this is all about oil money. They think that getting Megrahi out of jail is a disgrace and that he basically ought to die there. And in fact, this is a position that's now been taken up by the US government and a number of prominent American senators, including John Kerry and Edward Kennedy, also taking this position. Now, my suspicion is the American political leaders are doing this purely for domestic political purposes. In the UK, most of the British relatives are saying they actually think that Megrahi is the victim of a miscarriage. He shouldn't have been imprisoned on the evidence that was presented in court. And in fact, they believe there's considerable evidence which suggests that he is innocent and that the people that actually carried out the bombing were probably Palestinian, Syrian-backed terrorists operating out of Germany. But as the temperature and the intensity of the debate around this started to rise on Thursday and Friday, Hillary Clinton herself phoned Kenny McCaskill and spoke personally about her opposition to this. Now, again, the suspicion is that this is primarily for a domestic audience, because the State Department for months has been making clear to the Scottish government that it didn't necessarily believe that Megrahi ought to be released. It has to be said, I was told some weeks ago that actually the State Department was being relatively even-handed about it, appearing just to want to reflect the views of US relatives rather than having its own really firm opinions. But the fact that Clinton has done this has certainly put McCaskill under a much more intense spotlight.